Okay, talking to David Reisner. First, how do you prepare for something like this? Where you're the backup, Taylor's the starter, suddenly coach says, get in there, kick some field goals, make some extra points.
Well, I've been hoping for that opportunity for so long. There had been a point where I was third on the depth chart, and I didn't even go to the hotel. And I'm sitting in my apartment last night, and part of me wants to think, like, I got to treat it just like everybody else and get ready for the next day. And I called my parents, and they tell me, just be ready when your number's called to make a play. So that's what they tell me day in and day out. They shoot me a text in the morning and tell me, like, just keep your head up, go to practice today and do your best. And that's been my attitude.
Yeah. Did you know you were second today going in? Or did you think Ryan Frayne would be getting the call if Taylor was pulled?
Well, Ryan hasn't been kicking lately. Mm-hmm. And this whole week, me and Taylor kind of had a competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I was probably going to go in if Taylor had, God forbid he makes a mistake. But I was prepared for that. And as far as Frayne, he's been focusing more on punting lately. And as week by week changes, we kind of switch around and, like, fill where we need to where we need to work more at, whether it's punting or kicking.
Sure, yeah. So talk about your path to here. You started at Navy, right?
Yes, I started at Navy. I went there. That was really far for me.
Yeah.
My sister had... She was going here. She graduated 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wanted to come back home. After my freshman year, I had went there because I wanted to play my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my opportunity. I kind of lost that opportunity before the first game. And so I decided to leave there and come here. And so ever since I've been here, I've just been waiting for my opportunity to play.
Right. Now, Coach just said over the radio, and you were sitting here with the radio, that, we're going to go with Reisner going forward. How does that make you feel?
I just can't treat it any differently. I think next week I got to go out with the same attitude that I've always had.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of always had, like, a chip on my shoulder, like, hey, I want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been waiting for the opportunity to prove to somebody that I work really hard and, this is what I love to do. So
right.
I'm just glad he called my number today.
What was it like on the first field goal? I mean, that was a game-time field goal, 8 minutes left in the game. I mean, they got the roughing the kicker. You got roughed, and so the first down, and they got the touchdown. But what were your nerves like on the, game-time kick for your first kick?
To be honest, I didn't really have that many nerves. I had more nerves my first kick.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, we practiced on that field. And then I look, and I'm like, I've done this on this field so many times. I run out there, I kind of, look at the ground and just know, hey, I've made field goals off this. And I didn't really have any nerves on that kick.
Now, last question. Tell me about the green shoes.
actually, I came out in the first half wearing my white ones.
Yeah.
And they kind of, fell apart on me. So my equipment manager, he gave us black ones, and I didn't really like them because they were too big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to an outlet mall, and these were $300, but they had them for $99 on sale, and they only had one pair. Somebody just returned them, and I was like, I got to get them because I had been waiting to pre-order them, and right. They were just right there in front of me. So I was like, there's no way I'm not buying these.
Okay, so next week, green shoes?
Probably.
But stick with them.
Can I go with the
pillow? Yeah, that's right. All right, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, no problem.